Good morning. It's Doug and Wolf here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. Flash the two, Governor Doug Ducey, even if you have no idea why we're doing it. That's right. He did it.
Things are going to start happening to me now.
It's Doug and Wolf here on 98.7 FM, Arizona Sports Station. And as most of you know, each hour of the Doug and Wolf Show, we're flashing the one, two, the three, or the four. And we're in hour number two of the show. And, you know, we're going to have a little fun. The 7 o'clock hour completely loaded today. NFL insider John Clayton coming up at 7:30. And Steve Keim, GM of the Cardinals, at 7:45. Everybody's working for the weekend. But what we want to do that's a little different, and if the Democratic challenger wants to come in too, that's fine. But we want to talk. We want to get to know the political candidates in a sports environment.
Oh, I see.
Because then you're people. So not the real issues that you argue on news stations. And Doug Ducey has just walked in, the governor of the fine state of Arizona. Governor, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. It's great to be here. Thanks for having me. You guys get up real early in the morning.
3:30. So if you would like to enforce the laws and make sure people don't drive in the left lane from Goodyear, that would be a big help, Governor.
Big lover boy fan, are you?
Not a lover boy fan, but it's amazing how they've lived off working for the weekend. I went and saw the Who for Halloween at Sun Devil Stadium.
Wow.
And it was John Cougar Mellencamp, then lover boy, then the Who. Lover boy opened up for the Who, and John Cougar Mellencamp opened up for lover boy. Things have changed.
Oh, my goodness.
The best way to probably get reelected is to announce that you're not on the lover boy train. So that was a pretty good move by you, both politically and personally. We're going to stick it to you right from the beginning from a political standpoint. Josh Rosen or Sam Bradford, which campaign are you behind?
Well, I defer to Steve Wilks on this.
And
we're playing Chicago this weekend, and Sam Bradford is a great athlete. He's had a great career. Something's up with the Cardinals. I think it's more than a quarterback. I think we got to give Sam one more start. And my concern is Josh is our future quarterback. We're talking about him as a franchise quarterback, as a future Kurt Warner. So I'm just concerned here, and we know something's wrong. We know Steve Keim will make adjustments. We think we got a real winner in this new head coach. But yeah, the last couple weeks have been concerning.
Boy, that is good stuff right there, Governor. That was an excellent answer.
I've been thinking about this a lot.
It's the topic of all the state. And then last night with the Browns victory, I don't know if you do it as governor, but if things start getting hot in another state and they have and things are going well, you can't help but say, okay, is that going to work here?
Well,
does Steve Wilks not doing the same thing today?
I know the joy that brings to many of the people of Ohio. Mm-hmm. I mean, the Cleveland Browns have been like the Chicago Cubs of Ohio. They've been the lovable losers. And, the Jets, though, are different than the Bears, okay? Mm-hmm. And Baker Mayfield is showing he's going to be Baker Mayfield. But this was the New York Jets, so let's not get too excited. Cleveland got a victory. Good for them.
Talk a little bit about State Farm Stadium, right? I mean, honestly, some of the events that have been scheduled, right, and some of the things going on.
Got another
in the
Final
state
Four
of Arizona,
coming?
Man. You got to be excited.
Oh,
about
we're
this.
Really excited about that. We've got another Super Bowl coming. We've got another college football national championship. We've got another NCAA Final Four. And this is something where Michael Bidwell, the owner of the Cardinals, has been a huge help to me as governor because he loves to pitch the state. He loves to get in front of these decision makers. And I think that's a competitive advantage for our state that we have a governor that wants to make this pitch. And we've got leaders in the private sector like Michael Bidwell. And they've renamed the stadium State Farm. State Farm's made a huge investment in the state of Arizona. They've got thousands of employees. The investment that they've made in Tempe, right in the shadow of Sun Devil Stadium,
yeah.
It's a real positive.
We're talking to Doug Ducey, governor for the state of Arizona, and we believe this. Feel free to tweet us and tell us what you think. I love this idea of having a candidate come in, talk sports with us so you can get to know him as a person. But you do bring up one real-life political conversation that does matter to sports fans, and it's a dividing topic, and that is the topic of should taxpayers be paying for stadiums and arenas, because you just described State Farm Stadium of how outstanding it's been for the region. We have a D-backs issue. We have a Suns and Coyotes issue. We have the downtown versus tribal land issue. We have going out to suburbs issue. You care about the whole state, but what's the right way for us to stay competitive, but at the same time alleviate taxpayer concerns?
Sure, I do care about the whole state, and we're fortunate in this state that we have the four major sports, football, baseball, basketball, and hockey. Likely we'll have soccer, and I think it differentiates a state. I mean, what's one of the biggest differences between Arizona and New Mexico? What's one of the biggest differences between Phoenix and Albuquerque? And I would say it's 1968 when Jerry Colangelo and the Phoenix Suns came here, and we became a major league sports town, and the Cardinals follow, and the Diamondbacks follow, and the Coyotes follow. So the state has made the decision that they did want those stadiums, and taxpayers got involved, but now we have those stadiums. Mm. And I think and we've got a booming economy, and we've got very successful owners. So I think that the taxpayers should get out of the stadium business, and the owners and the communities, and you can work with local municipalities, cities, and counties on things around relocation or when there's different design changes that you need. But we have four major sports, likely five very soon. I'd like to see that. And one of the fastest growing states in the country. You know, mm-hmm. Maricopa County is the fastest growing county in the nation. There's 3,144 counties in this country. That's very competitive amongst governors. So right now we're in first place.
Governor, in terms of Arizona, of course, and sports in Arizona and how it impacts our economy, talk a little bit about former Senator John McCain, course, and the passing of John McCain and his legacy here in the state.
Well, John McCain is an irreplaceable United States senator. He was an Arizona treasure. Mm-hmm. I think many of us are from someplace else, myself included, and when we traveled and tell people we're from Arizona, they'd know two things, John McCain and the Grand Canyon. So imagining Arizona without John McCain mm-hmm. is like picturing Arizona without the Grand Canyon. It's just not natural. This is someone that's going to be irreplaceable. He was Arizona's number one sports fan. He went to the games. He watched the games. He cheered on the teams and was real friends with the players. Larry eulogized him in his funeral, and Larry did an incredible
job. Isn't he fantastic?
Yes. Yeah. So I think John McCain would have a real issue with where we are right now in terms of we want to turn the corner on sports, and we've kind of tasted all this opportunity. We remember the all or nothing season with mm-hmm. the Cardinals.
Yes.
We saw that signature win for the Sun Devils.
All or nothing.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. I mean, and we were knocking right on the door, and Herm beats Michigan State last week, which gives us a lot of hope. The Diamondbacks, we're six behind with eight to go, so we can still hope for miracles, but we're well above 500. And then
there's political optimism, Governor. And there's reality.
Well, and then how about the Suns' number one draft pick?
Mm-hmm.
DeAndre Ayton.
I want to see the future is bright, but I was channeling John McCain before the show when I said, he used to love to say it's always darkest before it's completely pitch black, and I think we might be in for that this year.
We ought to put that on a plaque somewhere, Governor. Just kind of hang it. It's a good reminder to us all.
You sound optimist. So that'll be the last question for you, Governor. Is why? From a sports standpoint, because it's dark right now. I mean, you look at all of our teams, and maybe ASU's the best, but that was a hurtful loss at San Diego State. Why are you positive? Can you ask if I vote for you, will we start getting world championships
well,
again?
Well, we're going to keep competing. Okay. I mean, you want to commit on things you can deliver, and that's questions for some of the coaches and GMs that come in here. But I do think it was a big victory against Michigan State mm-hmm. that Herm showed us.
No doubt.
We've seen what the Cardinals can do, and we know the ownership and the leadership and the commitment that the franchise has to winning. The Diamondbacks are knocking on the door. They led this entire year.
Yep.
And who would you rather be right now than the Phoenix Suns in terms of young talent?
Mm-hmm.
So I do think there's a lot to be hopeful and optimistic. In the business I'm in, it's about delivering results. And nowhere is that more evident than in sports. I say sometimes that people wake up in the morning to see the shortcomings of people on the front page, and then they see the accomplishments of men and women on the sports page. So that's what I like to look at, and that's what I'm hopeful for.
Good to
really
talk to you.
Really appreciate you coming.
Thanks for having me in, guys.
Absolutely. No problem. There's your governor of Arizona, Doug Ducey, joining Doug and Wolf to talk about the election and talk mostly sports and have some fun with us.